USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. The bill passed Saturday morning along party lines by a 50-49 vote. Following the measure's passage, President Biden thanked those senators who voted for it, saying it was something the country urgently needed.
I want to thank all of the senators who worked so hard to reach a compromise, do the right thing for the American people during this crisis, and voted to pass the American Rescue Plan. It obviously wasn't easy. It wasn't always pretty, but it was so desperately needed, urgently needed.
The package now goes back to the House for reconciliation and is expected to be on the president's desk this coming week. Biden and congressional Democrats had wanted to get the measure into law before federal unemployment insurance expired later this month. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is taking on big tech political censorship. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The legislation would help prohibit social media companies from censoring the viewpoints expressed by Texans.
Conservative speech will not be canceled in the state of Texas. We need to recognize in Texas, maybe in particular in Texas, we see that the First Amendment is under assault by these social media companies, and that is not going to be tolerated in Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott also said websites like Facebook and Twitter have evolved into a modern-day public square, but said those platforms have begun controlling the flow of information. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis proposed a similar measure last month, introducing a bill that would fine tech platforms that suspended political candidates. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Theme parks in California may be opening up sooner than expected. Wendy King has the story from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Disneyland could soon be opening its doors after California unveiled new guidelines on Friday for reopening of the state's theme parks. The California Department of Public Health announced it's restructuring its four-tier system, dictating when outdoor amusement parks and sports stadiums can reopen during the COVID-19 pandemic. Under the previous system, such establishments could only reopen when the county where they're located reaches the yellow or least restrictive tier. The revamped system now allows amusement parks to open with 15% capacity under the red or second strictest tier. Capacity then grows to 25% under the third orange tier. California's Disneyland and Universal Studios parks shuttered their doors in March, and while Florida's Disney and Universal parks have since reopened, the western state has maintained much tighter restrictions. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And top 25 action in college basketball on the final weekend of the regular season. Number 17, Oklahoma State took out number 6, West Virginia, 85-80. Number 4, Illinois beat number 7, Ohio State, 73-68. Providence upset number 10, Villanova, 54-52. Notre Dame downed number 11, Florida State, 83-73. And number 20, Loyola Chicago, moved on to the finals of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, knocking off Indiana State, 65-49. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.